We've heard a lot over the years about parents who object to vaccines for their kids on philosophical or religious grounds, and the private schools that accept large numbers of unvaccinated students. WNYC is the first to obtain school vaccination rates for New York City's public schools. The system as a whole is largely immunized, but WNYC's Fred Mogul has found dozens of schools with thousands of students who haven't had all their shots. He reports on the risk this poses for public health and what's being done about it.
Okay, shocked is probably too strong a word, but when told that 1 in 10 kids in their school wasn't fully vaccinated, parents at PS9 in Brooklyn had a pretty consistent reaction.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear that.
73 students at this Prospect Heights Elementary School don't have all their shots, increasing the risk of an outbreak such as measles. Parent Dwayne Domitz doesn't like the idea that his son's school is only 90% vaccinated, when most other places in the city are close to 100%.
I think science proves that it's worth doing.
New York City had measles outbreaks in 2013 and 2014. They weren't associated with public schools, where the overall vaccination rate is high. Still, thousands of kids are only partially vaccinated, according to Department of Education data provided to WNYC after months of petitioning. 18-year-old Aaron Acosta arrived from the Dominican Republic 2 months ago. He got some shots for school right away, but it will take time to get the rest of his vaccinations.
The doctor said me, I will put you these vaccinations in April, you have to go.
Acosta is at Liberty High School Academy for Newcomers in Chelsea, the school with the lowest vaccination rate in the city. One-third of the students there are provisionally vaccinated. They're allowed in school because they're on track to get all their shots. At PS9, it's different. Those 73 kids have fallen off track. Their grace period for getting shots has expired, and they could be banned from the school if the principal enforced the letter of the law. It's not clear whether they're attending school or not, and the principal, Sandra D'Avalar, wouldn't speak to us. Parent Dwayne Domitz is on the school leadership team, and he wants to know what's going on.
So I will bring it up, and I think a letter should go out. I think if more parents at the school knew about that, there would be more of a outcry is too strong of a word, but I think there would be pushback.
There are two basic reasons to get vaccinated, says Hunter College professor and former city epidemiologist Dennis Nash.
The first one is to prevent disease in the person who receives the vaccine, and the second one is even if the person becomes infected with measles, the vaccine can reduce the likelihood that measles can be spread to another individual.
Because vaccines are not 100% effective, and because a small number of children can't get them for medical reasons, public health authorities require as many people as possible to get vaccinated. They call it herd immunity because it protects the vulnerable, prevents outbreaks, and contains them quickly when they occur. Some 10,000 public school kids in the city have expired grace periods and are not in the herd. We don't know how many shots they've had, but we do know that many of them are in large clusters. At more than 40 schools, these fallen-off-the-track students bring vaccination rates down, below 90%, triggering investigations. Nash says if these students had at least one in a series of vaccines, then they and the community would have a fair amount of protection. But if not,
then that does open up the situation where there won't be a high enough proportion of people in the school who are immune to measles or other vaccine-preventable diseases to prevent an outbreak.
Upholding the state's vaccination requirements largely falls to school principals. When you compare PS9 to nearby elementary schools with similar populations, they're all 95 to 99% vaccinated. We repeatedly called and emailed PS9 to find out why, but again, Principal Sandra D'Avalar wouldn't talk to us. Dr. Roger Platt, the head of the city's Office of School Health, says principals approach vaccine enforcement differently.
Some place a little more emphasis on this, some place a little less emphasis on this.
Platt says the health department investigates the laggards. First emails and calls, then visits, then threats of financial penalties, and then, once in a blue moon, actual penalties.
We certainly get to a point where we say to principals, you're going to be personally fined if you don't complete the work. But I don't think that anybody has actually been fined in several years.
He says the threat usually gets principals to act. As of last month, more than one-third of city schools were 99 or 100% vaccinated. Others take more time getting there. At the Ellis Academy in the Bronx, office assistant Elsa Ortiz tracks down students who aren't fully vaccinated and their parents.
Hello.
May I speak with Ramona?
This is another school that serves immigrants. Principal Norma Vega says she wants to protect these newcomers to the United States from illnesses they've never been exposed to before.
Likewise, we could be susceptible to diseases that we haven't had.
Vega and her staff work hard to make sure all the provisionally vaccinated kids keep progressing. There's a clinic on site where they're often dispatched to get shots. Grace periods rarely expire.
Except on the rare occasion where we've done multiple outreach. And then we're like, okay, I'm going to have to keep you out of school. And then there's a response. But that doesn't happen often.
The city starts the school year with a million students around 90% vaccinated and typically hits the 99% by the end of the year. Again, Dr. Roger Platt from DOE.
The fact is that almost all the kids are getting immunized. They're just not getting immunized quite as quickly as we would ideally like.
In the event of an outbreak, health officials can protect the herd by making all the unvaccinated and undervaccinated kids stay home. It's a controversial regulation, recently challenged in and upheld by New York's highest court. But could officials be doing more to ensure the school system is fully vaccinated earlier in the year?
That's a fair question. I don't think there's a perfect answer to that. We try to ratchet up the pressure slowly, and we think it works out pretty well in the end.
That is, in June, as students head off for the summer, or graduate, or leave school for good. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.
WNYC's data news team created a way that you can look up the vaccination rates of schools throughout New York City and the state. You can find it at WNYC.org.